Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson, and today's episode 188, and it's entitled Ease Into Things. You know, it's really interesting. The thing I've been noticing lately, especially in these past few days, is how it's okay to ease yourself into things. You know, I think I shared with you guys last time, I just spent the most money I've probably ever spent at one time on a coaching training. But that was not the first thing that I ever bought with this person. It's like I kept, you know, I started off having some free conversations. And then after that, ended up spending money in my mentor's community on different programs and other programs and other programs. And then finally it was like, yeah, you know what? This feels really right. And don't get me wrong. You definitely have thoughts of doubt, but like I feel so clear about that decision. But my point in sharing that with you this time is I eased into it. Even after I decided to do it, because once again, my mentor has a pretty awesome return policy, I still took time. I went to the temple. I asked Heavenly Father and said, hey, let's make sure that this is the best thing for me. And I just kept getting the same answer. The other thing I started to notice, though, is easing into anything is good. You know, if you go play basketball, it's better if you do a little bit of warm up and, you know, don't, especially if you're playing pickup ball at 5:30 in the morning, it's best to not sprint the entire first game. And then I looked at it, even when you go and get a massage, you know, the first thing that the massage therapist does is kind of gently places her hands like along your back, just essentially warming your body up and letting your body know that something is to come. Now, why am I sharing this with you guys today? I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I just want to go from 0 to 1,000. It's like I want to jump into my scriptures and instantly want to be feeling that beautiful spirit and learning tons of things. You know, and even when I work out sometimes, you know, you just kind of want to go, but it doesn't work best that way. Now, I remember one time, because, you know, I think this really does. It just, you know, I guess the topic of this is just, you know, ease into anything. I remember there was a particular individual, and this was quite a long time ago, but I met them and I liked certain things about them. I mean, so much so that this is interesting because looking back, I have no idea why I thought the way I did, but it's like, I only connect with, you know, I really, really connect with certain people. And so I'd really connected with this guy and, you know, thought about, you know, even becoming roommates or something. Once again, like I'm looking back on this and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, why would I just meet somebody and instantly be like, oh man, they might be a great roommate? Well, it turns out that once I'd like kind of had some of these thoughts, and I can't remember, that's an interesting thought. I don't remember if he brought it up or if I brought it up. I don't think I brought it up. And he may have brought something up, and at the time I must have been looking for a place to possibly move to. Well, within not very long, and nobody even knew that I was having these conversations with this person, but within not very long, I had people calling me and say, hey, you really need to avoid that person. And the more I got to know him, the more I knew they were right. You know, and so it's, I think sometimes we just have this desire to ease into anything. But you don't have to. And so what's kind of, I guess this relates to everything. You know, it's like when I sit down and write my book, if I expect to instantly be in the flow, in the zone, whatever you want to call it, I'm often going to be disappointed. Why? Because it doesn't usually work like that. You know, it's not until I slow down, as I shared before, to the speed of God. You know, as it talks about in the book, The Power of Positive Thinking. It's not until I slow down that I see what I'm meant to see. I know some people that won't even sit and write. They won't even sit to write. Because they think they have to essentially jump in at that moment, and it's just got to be there. There are times, I mean, the more time that I spend in my book, the more time I would say that I'm there. And the less I think about how fast my book's progressing or how slow my book's progressing or any of those things, what if you could ease into anything that you did? Now, another example of this is if somebody's trying to get you to buy something, it's okay to take your time. I mean, especially with the clients that I work with, I want them to feel really good about the decision that they make. There are no pressure tactics when it comes to coaching with me, or it comes to them purchasing a coaching package. It's just me having a conversation with them, and I share with them what I feel I can do for them. And if they feel the same, awesome. Maybe there's even something deeper there about giving space. And the picture that comes to my mind is that of planting a seed. You have to take a few moments and at least dig a tiny hole before you just plant the seed. What is it that you're not allowing yourself to do because you're not easing into it? Yeah, you know, I'll share a great example with you. I had a client that I worked with for quite some time that, you know, they were 465 pounds and they really wanted to get down to about, I can't remember the exact number they wanted to get to, but through their time working with me, they got down to about 300 pounds. But they didn't just go out and start sprinting. They didn't go out and, like, it wasn't like that. This idea that you're supposed to go 0 to 100, it doesn't work. And as my mentor says, you know, most people want to go from a zero figure coaching practice to a six figure coaching practice. It doesn't work. And he says, I can take somebody from a two figure coaching practice to a three to a four, you know, four to a five, and then five figures to a six. What if you were more patient with yourself? Just give yourself more time and space to create what you want. I know sometimes when I come in for these podcasts, it's like, oh, I gotta know what I'm gonna say. I don't know. But when I just come in and allow the space, why would I know exactly what I'm going to say unless I'm sitting down and saying it? And I really have seen that lately. Like, you know, even, you know, I remember this, and this again has been many, many years. I remember this girl that was just so intense I think sometimes I'm intense, and I think she was just so intense and ready to get married that you could just feel it. There wasn't, I don't think it was a desperation. I think it was just a really intense desire. And she was a nice girl. She was a cute girl. But she would get those... I'm going to say this and, you know, like she would get these crazy eyes. If you guys have ever seen How I Met Your Mother, there's an episode where one of them just got these crazy eyes. And it wasn't, you know, as strange as the How I Met Your Mother part. But it was like she would, I guess it wasn't crazy eyes. It was more intense eyes. Nobody wants that. And I look at the Savior as our ultimate example in all things. I don't see him just showing up next to you and like having this really intense look in his eyes. Generally, it's a look of love. It's a look of softness. It's a look of kindness. And so even when it comes to relationships, well, this is a great example. Like if I just walk up to a girl, hey, how you doing? I'm Joseph. What's your name? What are you doing? Hi, do you want to go on a date? It's probably not going to go very well. Whereas if I just allow myself to be still, I could still walk up and talk to a girl. I actually talked to one the other day at the gym that I didn't like hit on her per se. It wasn't like, hey, how you doing? Let's go out. It was simply hi, you know? You know, a lot of the similar stuff you could say at the gym, but I just started talking to her. And then there was a natural point that the conversation ended. Another great example, if you tried to play the guitar, your fingers will hurt really bad for the first while until they develop calluses. You know, somebody just went and played. It's like the song called Summer of 69 that he says, I played the guitar until my fingers bled. Yeah, that would probably happen if you didn't have any calluses. Like, what if you really could? What if you could kind of start off just easing into something, maybe even thinking of terms of like a marathon or something, but you don't just start sprinting and you don't sprint the entire time. You'd probably just kind of feel out your body. You feel out how you're feeling, what you want to do. One of the areas that I feel most people, they don't let themselves try the things that they want to do. I mean, ask yourself, like, are you allowing yourself to do the things that you really desire and want to do? And if not, why? You know, for me, sometimes it's just that crazy leprechaun thinking that I essentially mistake for the voice of Heavenly Father. And even when it comes to that, like I think one thing that Temple does is kind of slows me down. You know, and even with, you know, this recent large purchase that I made, it just slowed me down. I slowed down intentionally and made sure repeatedly over and over and over what felt the best. Now, what do I mean by slow down? Do I mean literally like stop, like don't walk so fast or things like that? No. I just mean it's okay to take more than a minute to figure out what you want to do. And when you start something, just allow yourself to ease into it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down. And, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co. And in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form. Fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.